Cuban trumpet virtuoso Arturo Sandoval will perform at the Ann Arbor Summer Festival held at the Power Center for the Performing Arts on June 29th at 8 p.m. Sandoval has won 4 Grammy Awards, 6 Billboard Awards, and an Emmy Award. His latest recording is Rumba Palace, his 28th recording and debut on the Telarc label. After defecting to the United States in 1990, Sandoval's life story was made into an HBO movie. The film documented the oppression and censorship the artist and his family endured in Cuba. Since becoming a U.S. citizen in 1998, Sandoval has been an outspoken critic of the Castro regime in Cuba and a champion of personal and artistic freedom, which he says he finds in abundance in his new home in the United States. He is an international ambassador of his particular hybrid of Cuban music and American jazz, the latter which he was forbidden to play in his homeland because it was considered imperialist. The following is a telephone interview conducted with Sandoval on June 18th. How does your music reflect your love of freedom?
I really enjoy every second of it when I am on the stage, you know, and I really feel I can do whatever I want. I don't have to ask permission to any government or anybody what I could play or what I couldn't. And that's for me, that means freedom.
And how is that different for you in Cuba?
Oh my goodness, day and night. And in Cuba, you have to be very careful what you do, how you walk, how you talk, what you say, what you think, and extremely careful with who you talk about any of your ideas. It's anything, it's not exactly what the government wants you to think about or to say about. You could be in serious trouble.
Relate what you just said directly to your life and your career as an artist, as a musician.
As a musician, it's even worse, you know, because when you are a composer, when you are an interpreter, you really need to express what you want to in the way you want. And you must feel the complete freedom to do it the way you want to do it. And when the government tells you what to do, there's no freedom at all, you know, and then you feel like all the time you have to be in that kind of doubt, you know, what to do or how to do it. For example, when we put together Ira Kere many years ago, in the beginning they don't let us to use the cymbals of the drums because they said, That's a rock and roll and jazz music, and they call that the music of the imperialism.
Right.
Oh my goodness, that's such a stupid thing, you know.
And how does it reflect personal freedom, or freedom from government oppression and censorship?
The law doesn't exist. Let's put it this way: they invent the law in the last minute according of what they want. And then they can prosecute you for anything they can invent. They could put you in jail. They can don't let you play anymore, ever. They can put you out of the music completely. They can, do horrible things to your family. And like a revenge to your family members in any way. It's a horrible, man. There's a complete repression there. It's a dictatorship. And one of the longer ever, probably the longer, because it's almost 50 years already. It's 49 years. Can you imagine 49 years with no election, with no democracy, with no respect of any human rights at all?
No.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And a wonderful island, wonderful people. That's the worst part, because it's a wonderful island and a gay people, and a lot of people with talent, a lot of people with a lot of things to share with the people, with the rest of the humankind, or human beings, you know?
Yes.
And they are completely frustrated and they're completely hopeless because that's what the people are in Cuba for many, many years, completely hopeless. And I don't believe it's something worse in life than hopeless. They can't see the horizon at all. And they are trapped in the complete frustration. And the worst thing is they don't know how to get out of that because nobody is allowed to get any kind of weapon at all, any kind of anything, and then you cannot express any kind of idea or any kind of thing which could be, you know, against the government because everybody know what they do to you. They can kill you and nothing happened.
Had you not been an artist, had you not gone into a life as a musician, do you think you still would have emigrated to the United States?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Not only for the music, it's for life, you know. My kids are having a great career over here. They got a great future and a great present, by the way. Both of them, they're doing so beautiful. I'm so happy about my parents still alive. And my dad, especially, is alive because he lives in the United States. Otherwise, he passed away a long time ago because he got a serious heart condition. And he got all the good medicine and good, medical attention and all those kind of things he really need, you know.
But yeah. Wait a minute. But wait a minute, sir. I mean, don't we hear very often that the health care system in Cuba is so much better than in the United States?
That's a good joke. But I'm going to tell you something. That's one of the biggest bullshit I ever hear in my life, you know. Wait to get sick in Cuba, and then you will find out they don't even have an aspirin to give you. And the hospital, you unfortunately have to go to a hospital. Oh my goodness, that's the worst experience in life. And medical attention there is like one of the worst in the world. And that's all the things they say is a political propaganda. And stupid people believe that, and they trust Cuban government, and they say, and you know, all those kind of things. For example, in the music business, to be more precise, they said it's so good. A lot of good musicians came out of Cuba because of the school system, all those kind of great conservatories. That's bullshit. Everybody who came out of Cuba as a good artist, a good musician, it's because we got the inspiration inside, and it's a little gift from God, not from any communist government or any kind of those BS.
What do you think when you hear artists in the United States complain about censorship?
In the U.S.?
Yes.
What the hell is that? I never hear that. You have to be crazy to say that. Is anybody ever saying that? You're out of your mind. Because the people here do whatever they want. And unfortunately, sometimes they abuse of that kind of freedom. And they write lyrics completely awful and negative and dangerous sometimes.
Now, tell me a bit, why did you come to the United States as opposed to a European country?
I love this country. I respect this country. And I owe a lot of things to this country. I think this country made me a happy man. And made a happy my family, you know. That's the biggest thing you can aspire to get in life, happiness. Unfortunately, we have to call the attention of a lot of American citizens and ask them, please, don't take everything for granted. We must love what we got, and we must protect what we have. Because I travel all over the world, and I know exactly what the rest of the world is missing and we have. And a lot of people don't appreciate that in the way they should. A lot of people here, they should travel to a lot of countries to learn exactly what we have over here. And then they're going to love and appreciate a lot more. And they're going to come back and get off the plane and kiss the ground for an hour. Yeah.
Beautiful. Arturo, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
My pleasure. Thank you.